So I sent a neighbor man with Marion to see about his dad in the car. And we knew that we couldn't get the car places at the pickup. So when Marion, we can go in one section, you see, come out the other to get to all the wells down at Sperry. So when Marion got there, he could see there were tracks going in and out, see, thinking that they were his dad's tracks. He went to our friends who lived down there and called home and said, "Mother, has Daddy gotten home yet?" And I said, "No, he isn't here." So he said, "Well, I can see where there are tracks going in and out at each section." Well, he had a little boyfriend at this family's house where he went to use the telephone to call home. So Bill, whose name was Bill went with Marion back over there. They walked clear down this lane and up the hill, and by this time it was about 11:30 at night.
Gosh.
And there Lester sat asleep in that pickup. I told him he really cured me. I said, "The next time you get yourself stuck, and it especially before dark, and you know what? All he would have had to done was gone across the hill and down, because we have our own telephone on that lease down there, and he could have called home for help." There Marion and Bill walked down that lane, and each time they took a step, the mud came clear up. It was clear up to here on it. So when he found Lester, of course he was asleep, and they had to walk out of the lane again because we couldn't get the car down the lane. But Lester decided maybe they could just come in with chains on anyway to get him, because he was just a fancy. He was so tired to try to walk in that mud.
Yeah. Well, I imagine he would have sunk pretty deeply, too.
Well, he did. But he didn't need to wait until midnight and people hunting him to do that. Oh, I was mad
You may come to a radio in the car eventually.
Well, we just have to, if it gets to the place the boys are already out of school and out of school here and away from home. We just have to.
Oh, would you say about the winter, that this last winter was mild? Or?
No, I said it was a hard winter.
This means it's not warm, it's
cold, wet,
miserable.
Miserable winter. It truly was, too.
Two things are nearly identical, somebody says, "Are these just alike?" You'll say, "No, they're not just alike. They're just a..." Are they greatly different?
No, I would say they're almost alike. Is that what you want me to say?
That would mean, how different would they be?
Probably you couldn't even tell the difference.
Well, if someone said to you, would you say then that they're, how different would you say they would be? I'm not working this right.
Say you're not working it right for me, because for anybody else probably they could tell you right off. They aren't identical. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
Well, you should have said babies then. You should have been, when I think about identical, I think about twins. Whether they're identical or not.
If you want to find out if something is